Extract 3.
You could argue that there are similarities between fiction and cookbook writing. My own book certainly attempts to be a work of evocation, but in a sense this is the case even with more picture-led and less word-driven enterprises too. Just as in the novel, what is attempted is the portrayal of a life, a world, a series of values, aspirations, emotions. You might also say that this world that is evoked, this series of values, is indeed and most emphatically a fiction. For it is hardly difficult to notice that there is something of a disparity between cookbook culture, real food, lovingly created, lingeringly appreciated, and real life. To be frank, this disparity alone would be enough to explain the cookbook obsession. We no longer really lead domestic lives. We are work creatures. We live in offices. Naturally, then, our desires turn to the home. That is why there is such a proliferation of writing on cooking and interior decoration. Words have to make up for the shortfall in deeds. Don't be fooled by cookbook consumption. Reading about food is what you do instead of cooking it. We are talking vicarious gratification here.